AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. GOP presidential pick Donald Trump interviewed at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in Chicago, saying he would pardon those convicted of assaulting police officers on January 6th and questioning Vice President Kamala Harris's identity. ABC's Rachel Scott asked him the questions on stage and says this morning,
"So I asked the former president directly if he believes that Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman. This was only the second question, but it quickly became the headline of the entire forum because Trump started to question Harris's identity. He said that she happened to turn black."
Harris has always identified as black. A day after word came of the assassination of Hamas's political head in Iran, the Israeli military has confirmed that the head of the group's military wing, Mohammed Diaf, was also killed in an airstrike in July in Khan Yunis in Gaza. Defense Department confirming the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and two others have agreed to a plea deal that will spare them from the death penalty. This is ABC News. Parents have begun feeling the pain. The cost of child care up over 200% since 1990. In Washington, there's a new bipartisan push to try to help.
A new proposal in Washington aims to make child care more affordable by retooling existing tax credits.
A lot of low-income families are not paying federal income tax, so the tax credit doesn't help them.
To help working parents. The plan from Senators Tim Kaine of Virginia and Katie Britt of Alabama.
We felt like it was important for us to come together to have a common sense bipartisan solution
would double the amount of expenses that employees can put into pre-tax savings accounts for child care.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. The measure also includes grant money to train more child care workers. The bad patch pushed out by cybersecurity company CrowdStrike that knocked millions of computers offline has now earned the company a lawsuit from some of its own shareholders. The suit accuses CrowdStrike of misleading everyone about how it tests its software. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man who stabbed a teenager to death tubing in the Apple River 2 years ago is going to prison. More from James Kelly.
Nikolai Mew was convicted of first-degree reckless homicide and four counts of recklessly endangering safety following an eight-day trial in St. Croix County. On Wednesday, he was sentenced to serve a total of 20 years in prison and 6 years extended supervision. Mew was arrested following the July 2022 incident where he stabbed five people on the river, killing 17-year-old Isaac Schumann in the process. I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate plan to stop in western Wisconsin next week. Harris is expected to announce her running mate by Tuesday. That's when they'll be at a rally in Philadelphia. They'll campaign in seven swing states in 4 days after that. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Another loss at home for the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers scored two runs in the bottom of the first and nothing after that. They lose to the Braves 6-2. It's the fourth straight series loss at home for Milwaukee, still holding on to a five-game lead over St. Louis. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You have to kind of reach down and kind of reassess like where you are personally and not worry about standings and things like that. Worry about playing good.
The Brewers head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. NFL Packers wide receiver Romeo Dobbs opening some eyes, beating veteran veteran corner Jair Alexander twice for touchdowns. The Wisconsin Badgers continue training camp at UW-Platteville. What's the biggest advantage for head coach Luke Fickell entering year two? Offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
The difference is, though, we have so many people now, so many players in these rooms that know everything. And so the learning curve this year for the new guys is not what it was last year. You know, we still had coaches learning. I mean, I didn't know the restroom was until April.
That's Phil Longo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy at times here this afternoon with a chance of scattered thunderstorms today. Our high 85 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Scattered thunderstorms tonight, 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated storms and a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 73.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Thursday for a throwback edition. Donald Trump has offended Jewish people. He's offended black people. What ethnic group will he offend today?
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind.
Go yourself.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
With lots of love and a hearty, how you doing this morning, neighbor? It's the John and Gordy Show, only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right, we will.
Well, you know what? It's always good to hear Elon Musk's voice first thing in the morning, you know, telling us all to F off.
Yeah, you need a new announcer with that girl's voice, whatever that is. That needs
Who
to go.
Who is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
No. It needs to go.
Hey, the virtual vote's going on today, too.
Virtual vote?
Yeah, for Kamala.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's 6:07, John and Gordy Show for the very first day of August. Happy August, everybody. Can you believe it? Showers and thunderstorms today. Right now, 75 degrees. It's going to be humid again. You're used to the humidity.
Yeah,
yeah, we got it again today.
Step out of the house with air conditioning and you just
get
the
wet.
Face.
Yeah. Frizz. If you got extra frizz protection, put it in the hair. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually raining when I walked here at 5:15.
It's raining down here on the isthmus.
Yeah.
Luke Mathers is with us this morning, sitting in for Sam, who's off on vacation somewhere up north. We don't know where. He didn't tell us where. He doesn't want to be contacted, but Luke is here this morning. Good morning, Luke. How you doing?
Doing well, Gordy. How about yourself?
Doing okay.
You're going to be filling in for Todd.
I am.
When are you going to be doing that?
During Todd's show.
What, is that today?
No, today? Or today?
Yeah.
Oh,
2 to 4.
Right.
Or noon to 2.
You have a guest as well.
A couple of guests lined up. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Yeah, going to be joined by Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Yeah.
And as well as Richard Trent, the Executive Director for Main Street Alliance.
Excellent. All right.
Luke, do you have the weather lottery ball machine? Is that standing by and ready to
go? Did we wheel that in?
We wheeled it in.
I think, okay.
And we haven't used it all week. I think today is a good day to do
that.
First day of August.
Why not? Yesterday?
No, we used the weather roulette wheel yesterday.
Oh,
they're different machines. Okay.
Oh,
first ball is coming up.
86 red, it was.
And the first ball is. It's an eight.
Eight.
Oh, there. Okay. I knew it was going to be an eight. Here's the second ball. It's a zero. The high today, 80 degrees. So it's not as hot as yesterday.
It's going to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
There's a feel uncomfortable temperature.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
80 degrees.
Well,
humid and high dew points.
It'll feel even worse. Yeah.
You guys are both become grumpy. It's
hilarious. You know.
We appear
welcome
grumpy
to our world.
Today. Is that,
grumpy old man. There it is. You finally established it.
I don't feel grumpy, but okay.
Now he is.
Now he's defensive.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Lord. Defensive
okay.
Grumpy.
I'll just sit over here. You guys do the National Day calendar, okay? Because we got plenty of time.
Oh, my gosh. Go ahead.
Let's go to the National Day calendar.
Because.
Trying to push things along. All right. Is it or is it not International Mahjong Day?
Oh, yeah.
You know what Mahjong is?
No.
I do. Is it Respect for Parents Day? There's no Respect for Parents Day, is there, really? Is it National Geographic Day?
Uh-huh.
Is it National Water Balloon Day or not? Is it International Beer Day or not? Or is it National Coloring Book Day or National Ice Cream Sandwich Day? Which one of those days does not belong? Who wants to take a guess? Catherine?
It's not sandwich. It's not okay. National Sandwich Day. No ice cream sandwich.
You mean ice cream sandwich day? No. Well, you would be wrong. You would get the buzzer. That is National Ice Cream Day.
I'm going to go on the opposite ice cream sandwich. Way. I'm going to be a little bit of a contrarian. I hope it's National Beer Day.
That's international.
International Beer Day.
Well, you are correct. It is International Beer Day.
Well, thank you.
But I was asking what day isn't it? It's not National Geographic Day. Okay.
All right.
So let's get into International Mahjong Day.
You know, for old timers like us,
listen. Yeah,
somebody always had a big stack of National Geographics in their house, right?
My parents, somebody did.
Boxes.
Yes, boxes.
You couldn't get rid of them. They were just beautifully photographed stories and maps.
Great magazines.
Man, you just yeah.
But they thought they were collectible. I think that's what happened with our parents. They thought they were like encyclopedias, you know? They just kept them. My dad had encyclopedias on the wall forever.
Yeah. I mean, they were so gorgeously put together.
Yes. Yeah,
beautiful photographs over the world.
It would be crime just to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and so everybody had stacks of them, and now they are gone.
Yeah.
Disappeared.
Yeah. Too bad this is not National Geographic Day, because we could go on and on about it, but it is International Mahjong Day. Do you know what Mahjong is? It's a game. You know,
I did not know this.
is a game kind of like bridge. It's kind of a game that of days gone by. International Mahjong Day deals a game to get the celebration started. Play your tiles well. You have these tiles. And
you know
arrange
this.
Them. It's kind of like
this?
Well, no, it's very complicated, actually.
Yeah.
But it's a 19th century strategy game popular in the U.S. in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
While we play the game with tiles, it's much like Rummy, okay?
Rummy, like gin
rummy.
See,
I remember
The players meld beautifully designed tiles with Chinese characters and symbols to earn points.
God. Okay, stop now.
Okay.
I was going to say it's an Asian game.
It's from days gone by.
China, maybe?
Sounds like something Indiana Jones would have to try and figure out before he could get the prize.
Exactly.
Yes, it does.
Exactly. John, I know you're a beer aficionado. Today is National IPA Day, first Thursday in August.
Excellent. It's my favorite beer.
Yep. Yeah. The beer known as India Pale Ale beer. Are you familiar with this? India Pale Ale beer.
They used to put a lot of hops in the beer when they transported it across the ocean.
Yeah.
And it preserved the beer.
Raise your glass.
That's why it was high-end in hops.
Yep. You can enjoy this day with family and friends while supporting your local craft brewers. The IPA seems to have developed out of an idea from the 1700s when shipping ale to India added hops to the beer, increasing longevity of the brew,
just like
you were talking about. Yeah. Brewers thought the hops preserved the beer for long voyages through hot climates. So that's how that
I was hoping
that
it
came about.
Had the same effect on human life. That's why I drank a lot of it, you know, hoping that maybe, you know, it'll preserve this antiquated old body.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
They keep changing their minds on that, but I suspect we're going to land on alcohol of any sort, just not a positive toward the body.
Yeah.
Just in general, we're going to have to admit, you know,
they've been promoting it for a long time.
I know.
You know,
one or two beers a day.
For anybody.
But they've changed it.
They changed it yet again.
They dialed back on that. The medical community seems to think that if they just withdraw it and then bring it back and then withdraw it, that there's some middle ground.
Right. The theories,
I'm so tired of that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're all in the pursuit of getting better. Better humans, better lives.
Not all of us. There's a mega party out there. I don't know if you
noticed. We'll
managed to do it. I can't believe it. He brought him in.
I know. I brought politics into it somehow.
Also on the National Day calendar today, Respect for Parents Day.
Yeah.
Is there any anymore?
Yes,
Is there?
Yeah. Right. You know, I think parents are much closer to their kids now. The Gen Z parents.
Really?
I think they are.
Okay.
And, you know, with Gen Alpha as well. I think there's a bond, a tie. that's going on.
It's because you didn't let your kids out of the house, John. You didn't let them out.
You know, you know what? I was thinking about this on my way in.
Yeah.
I was thinking, is it selfish for me to want them to stay at home? Am I doing a selfish thing by not pushing them out by enjoying the fact that they're there and I'm not pushing them out?
That's not
getting
selfish.
Them out of the nest.
I'm tearing up over it.
Of course you are.
Would you like a tissue? They're right over there.
It is not selfish to keep them around. Really? It's not. It's lovely. It's a gift. Yeah. And I think it's the reason. I think that feeling that you have is the reason that we started saying, yeah, you can keep your kids on your insurance till they're 26. Because we've all established that 25 is when our brains stop developing. So, come on, build great people. You're building great boys.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're building men.
All right. Well, I feel better now.
That's right. And they have great respect for women because you're there with their mom longer.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yep.
I think.
Yeah.
Respect for Parents' Day.
I've met your kids. I like them.
Yeah.
They're good boys.
Yeah.
Respect for Parents' Day recognizes the leadership roles that parents play in not only the child's life, but also in our communities. And we celebrate parents and the parental role models around the globe.
I got something to add to that.
All right.
My two sons, Gen Zers, very disappointed in Biden because of his policy toward Israel and Gaza, of course. They they were not motivated at all. They have volunteered to campaign for Kamala.
They love her. Good. Oh, I'm
Didn't
so
believe
glad.
This? They actually they volunteered.
I've heard Gen Z is going to elect her. Yeah. They're going to elect her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
Except, you know, of course, you put a vice presidential candidate on who has criticized the protests on campus and called them KKK. Well, then you've got a real problem there.
Yeah.
So
that's not
let's
good.
Hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to talk more about that later, aren't we? We got a little something, something.
It's
a little something, something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big story.
Something big.
National Raspberry Cream Pie Day. I don't know if I've ever had a raspberry cream pie, but it's a day today to celebrate those. You have National Raspberry Cream pie?
No, I think it'd be kind of fun. I'm just not a big fan of the seeds.
Yeah.
I used to be, but
am I wrong? Pie is a boy thing. Come on, Luke. Pie is loved by boys. Girls, not so much.
Really?
I don't love pie.
I never saw that distinction, but now that you bring it up.
No, I think pie is a boy dessert. And
cake is?
Cake is for girls. Oh, we love the cake.
Okay.
Maybe a generalization.
No, I'll go with you. Okay.
Maybe it's just
me. I'm okay with that.
Just saying.
Well. Okay. Well, you could be right. Speaking of girls. Oh, okay.
Yeah, guys were brought up on pies. Pies in the face.
Pies in the
Three
face.
Stooges.
Three Stooges. Marx Brothers did a few of those, too. Yeah.
Soupy sales.
My theory, honestly, because boys seem to like, and this is just my experience. It's so stupid. Chicken pot pies. My ex-husband loved chicken pot pies.
Oh, I just love those things.
I think the concept of pie reminds you of mom, because it's an effort. A pie is an enormous effort.
Might be.
So I think that's like you're eating love. She made that pie for you. Yeah. Apple pie. You know?
Yeah.
Making me hungry now.
Sorry.
That could be it. Now we need some pie.
Yeah, exactly.
One more thing. I don't think I've mentioned this in the lineup here. It's National Girlfriends Day. We just have a minute left, but this is to encourage women across the globe to get together and celebrate their special bond of friendship. Girlfriends fall in many categories. While many grew up together, others meet through work or college.
Really?
That bond grows much deeper, and sisters and mothers meet the definition of girlfriends, too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Ladies, hug your girlfriends today. Yep. I don't know. Yeah? Okay? We
okay.
good? Everybody good?
Guys like their pies. Girls like their girls.
There you go. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Cloudy this morning. Some showers out there already. Maybe some thunderstorms later. The high near 80. Right now, 75 degrees. We're just getting started on the John and Gordy and Catherine show for this August 1st.
Listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
+620, cloudy and 75 degrees. Some showers this morning. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com.
Yeah, it's WMDX, the John and Gordy Show, and we're broadcasting live from State Street, looking out over the wet street this morning. No leaf blowers, no homeless people.
Aww.
No, it's just, it's clear down there. It is.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
Very little activity at the moment.
Usually it's drizzling on the way in. Yeah, I know. Crazy, isn't it? No runners, not exercising out on the sidewalk and in the street.
One bicycle.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. It does look like it could open up any time and, you know, we could have a thunderstorm this morning too.
Well,
so, you know, just be ready.
Yep.
Be prepared.
Well, I think, it'd be great to be prepared, right?
Isn't that the Boy Scout motto?
That is. And that's where Sam is. He's at Boy Scout camp.
Oh, that's right.
On vacation this week.
Boy Scout camp.
He's volunteering to help out.
Is he really volunteering? As a counselor. I
believe so. No. Oh. Yeah, I think that's what he's doing. Yeah.
He's Eagle Scouting.
Yes.
Okay, right. Then.
Yeah. Or what is it? Like a camp? What is the camp? I mean, he's like a counselor, right?
It's a summer camp.
But he's not he's not a camp.
Thanks, Luke.
He's in charge of...
He asked what kind of camp it was. Well, I was telling him it was a summer camp.
Okay. And I want to just kind of differentiate, because there are people that go to camp and stay at camp, and they're the campers. And then there are people that are called counselors.
Right.
And my differentiation here is attempting to find out if Sam is a counselor this time around, because he's older.
Yeah, he must be.
I believe he's a counselor.
He's been a counselor for a number of years.
Yeah. Oh.
So, because you stop being a Boy Scout after you hit 18. So the last 4 years.
So then you kind of go back and you pay back, right?
That's what Sam's doing.
Or pay forward,
So fantastic. Eagle Scout happens after the age of 18.
No, before. You cannot get it after 18.
No, that's
you
it.
You have to have it complete point. By 18.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's why they rush and get those badges, right?
That's why it's Boy Scouts, not Man Scouts.
Ah, okay.
Wow, that has a bad connotation.
I'm learning things.
What is the qualification for an Eagle Scout? You have to have a certain number of merit badges, or is it more than that?
There's 13. I don't know. That may have changed since I've done it, but 13 required ones that you need, and then you need an additional 10 or 11 just of like the every day. Like, you can choose those ones. They're not the required ones. And then you got to do, there's a number of ranks that you have to go through, and Eagle is the last one, and there's a service project that goes into it, and you got to get it approved and signed off by a board of advisors and everything like that. There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah.
It's a serious thing.
Very serious.
And any idea on numbers, how many boys turn into Eagle Scouts in a year in the U.S.? Any kind of numbers like that in
about
your mind?
3 or 4% of all scouts, I believe, are only. So,
really,
but there's,
rare.
Yeah.
Good skills. Well, great skills.
I hate to come across 260s here, but scouts came across as a little too militaristic for me.
Back in our day, back in our day.
Your long hair.
Well, Vietnam was already raging, and
war
it was sort of like our parents were really encouraging us to get into the scouting program, because I remember when I was in scouts, they took us to the shooting range in the police department and introduced us to the 22 rifles.
Yes, 22 rifles.
Yeah. And had us do some of that.
A little too close to the television set.
Yeah.
What you were seeing in the news.
Well, I went to the YMCA, a much cheaper version of the Boy Scouts. Anyway, they introduced us to the 22 rifle. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing about it. Not only is it militaristic, but it started off as scouting boys. So I always felt very uncomfortable.
First couple of years. Yeah. That's what it was called. Way back in the... They changed the names.
So, yeah, from scouting boys...
All right.
Yeah.
Don't ruin Boy Scouts now. First of all, because we're talking about Eagle Scouts and how special they are.
They had the name.
It's history.
Okay.
It's part of our history. Yeah.
And that we learned from Sam. and he regretted it ever since. All right. All right. Why don't we get to an ad that I thought was fairly interesting.
Okay. Okay.
It's about getting Republican congressmen out of our bedroom. Because they want to be there. They want to supervise everything that's going on in our bedrooms from now on. And I thought this ad was, kind of interesting. I edited it up a little bit to clean it up and shorten it up and get just the direct point going there. It's cut 160. Do you have that? Well, it's
not seeing 160, so let me go back into your file.
All right, that's the old file. That's the
right
out of the gates.
Morning.
We're stumbling right out of the gate.
That has nothing to do with that.
Oh.
It's a different month.
Oh.
And so we have to go back to July.
I see.
And we've got a new folder, for August.
Gotcha. Okay, I see. But today's the first.
Not a cut in that.
And, I understand. You put it in for
Well,
makes sense.
You know, that happens.
You prepare ahead of time.
I do. I think about these things ad nauseum.
It's all good.
I just want to make sure that life is well for all of us. But you know what?
Yeah.
I do have a problem with numbers, so you know, keep me on track.
Okay.
Always remind me to you know, make sure I have my numbers correct.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
We'll try.
Okay, but you know, 1 to 10 is easy for me to keep track of.
Well, yes.
All right.
Of course.
Okay, so what number is it?
Do we have that up there?
160 is not in July or August, so I don't know where 160 landed.
How about a title? More words about it in the title?
Birth control is banned, and that would be that title.
Okay,
but
that's not the kind of the cut. Okay.
What's banned?
Just tell us.
What did you say is banned? What?
Birth control.
Birth control.
Oh, okay.
It's an ad about birth control and how Republicans want to ban it. So, you know, this couple, you know, we're just about to do it and, get out a condom. And then the Republican is standing in their bedroom saying, don't do it. Don't do it.
You can't lose it. This can't be real.
This is the ad.
That's the ad that's out.
You can't be real about that.
No, that's good.
Why are they trying to overpower?
It's good to remember.
It feels like
they're doing this.
A fraction of the population in the United States that just wants to make sure we get as many people as possible on this earth. When I was thinking about getting married, it was... Should we have kids? Should we add? Or should we just be the people that don't add and just have... And it was just one. We don't need to... Maybe two to replace ourselves, blah, blah. It was a concern. It was a concern. Overpopulation was a concern.
Yes.
Gen X to me. And I don't understand why they're so... I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
I get it. I don't get it for another reason, and that is we have... we have a population shortage now, birth... Rates are way down, and we don't have enough people employed.
That's why, because we can't control it. We can't
so what
take
they
want to
do
the
is
people.
They want to make sure that even unwanted babies are born, so we have an employment force out there.
Yeah.
That's a sick reason.
It is a sick
reason to do this kind of stuff.
It is.
And then they want to kick people out of the country, which will then decrease the amount of employment out there.
There's no logic.
There is no logic to it. It's just an agenda.
Yeah.
You know, they accuse the Democrats of trying to get through their list, their want list. And I'm thinking, well, you know what? I think you got that want list. We have a want list that kind of helps society. They have a want list that takes things away from society.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what they have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's their to-do list to destroy our country. Well, I know they say that as well, but.
Yeah.
It is 6:29, still cloudy. It's going to stay cloudy through the day and high about 80, showers and thunderstorms off and on. Coming back with some health news and also Terry Bell in a little while. Tell us about the big story of the day.
Yep.
You're listening to John and Gordy along with Catherine Lake. Coming right back.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday morning. The cherry harvest is underway in Door County. We're checking in with Jim Sequist of Sequist Orchard in Door County. His family's cherry orchard manages about 170,000 trees across 1,300 acres. And despite some early weather challenges, Jim says they are expecting a bumper crop. But like many growers, he would like to see a break from the rain. He tells us what the perfect forecast looks like for a cherry grower.
We'd love to see 5 to under 10 mile an hour winds every day, nice and cool and dry air. And I think we've had enough rain to get us all the way through harvest. It could not rain anymore and we would be just fine. And then we get a nice shower about August 15th and... But it looks like it's going to warm up and be warmer. It does look like the rain might start to dissipate, but we're supposed to get 3/4 of an inch on Friday, and we'll just try and deal with that the best we can.
Jim Sequist is a cherry grower in Door County, looking forward to a dry forecast as they continue the harvest. We'll take a look at what commodity markets are doing this morning next.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
As a member, I have had the opportunity to grow personally and professionally through valuable programming, learning opportunities like Farm Bureau's Leadership Institute and Grassroots Policy Process have set me up to succeed both on and off the farm. Become a member by visiting WFBF.com.
A vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
From Chicago, commodity markets are mixed. To kick off the month of August, cash corn down a half a penny at 382 and a quarter. December new crop corn down 0.75 cents at 399 a bushel. Cash soybeans are trading up 2.5 cents at 1031 a bushel. November new crop beans down 2.5 cents at 1020 a bushel. And cash and new crop wheat is trading up 2.5 cents at 529 and 3/4. The August Class 3 milk contract is trading down 18 cents at $20.53 a hundredweight. The September Class 3 milk contract is down 4 cents at $21.21 a hundredweight. If we look ahead to October, that contract is sitting neutral at $21.12. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy at times here this afternoon with a chance of scattered thunderstorms today. Our high 85 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Scattered thunderstorms tonight, 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated storms and a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 74.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talked to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. They got a special deal going on. Sports with Paul Noonan and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Oh, help me, please, doctor. I'm damaged. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Doctor, doctor, can
Yes. 6:34. Cloudy skies, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm here. John and Gordy Show for this very first day of August. Hey, you can stay up to date with the latest news in Wisconsin. Just subscribe to the Civic Media Digest. Go to civicmedia.us/email, and you'll get the top podcast hours of your favorite Civic Media programs, along with news and commentary from the Civic Media team, and learn what's going on across the entire statewide network right into your inbox each week. And again, go to civicmedia.us/email. John?
All right. Let's get to some health news.
What do you got
here?
Yeah.
Well, I've got something very current, you know. Kamala Harris's campaign launched a blitz of abortion-related campaign activities. Not bad, huh? The campaign also released a video with the vice president condemning a new abortion law in Iowa, hoping to energize women and independent voters with their promise to protect abortion rights. And while many abortion rights groups are championing her bid for the White House, some activists are frustrated with her position on the issue and plan to be pushing her to adopt more protections for abortion and the pill and contraception
private
and
things.
Morning after pills.
Private matters.
Yes.
Yes.
And they want her to go further than Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. Although he had a very good agenda on that. He wanted to protect all these things. I don't know what these groups are complaining or whining about, but I guess, you know, they're out there protecting our rights.
Got to push some level.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not
their agenda
criticizing them. I just think sometimes, you know, I think they're doing a good job. I don't know. Did I miss something? Is there something they're not backing or pushing or trying to protect?
The Democrats in general?
Yeah.
The people in power?
I don't understand.
In the White House?
Yeah.
Ever since, you know, Roe versus Wade got knocked down by the Dobbs decision, I mean, I think they're trying everything they can do to get everything back and then some, you know, more protection.
Sure.
You know, not just go back to where we were, but, you know, amplify
ensure
that.
The future.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you hit it. Yeah. Exactly, because they've taken so many rights away in the red states
that they
want, this group probably wants those rights also, those rights returned.
Yes.
And not have restrictions on going to another state to get an abortion, where they're keeping track of these individuals or taking names of people who go to these clinics.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, it is a complicated thing, thinking about how big this country is and how many states we have, and that it's a different world in each state.
It is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they protect medical information. I mean, they're very, very strict about medical information and holding it. And yet the Republicans want to get into that medical information. It's not make it confidential anymore. They want to know everything about what we're doing, and that ad about contraception is one of those reasons why we should get them out of our bedroom.
Yes.
So we understand that, you know, we want to make our own choices. They don't treat us like adults.
No.
They act like they're the adults in the room, and that is just the opposite.
Yeah.
They need an adult in the room. For megas, anyway.
Yeah.
Well. All right. How about this? A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution. Right. We're seeing a lot of amendments here, but now I guess we're going to have an amendment to the New York Constitution intended to protect abortion rights that might appear on the ballot this fall. So we got to get something on there, right?
New York State.
And a lot of states should start doing this.
They'll figure it out.
I think we're doing it here.
Trying to organize
it here. Mm-hmm. That's partly because of a sharp disagreement about what so-called Equal Rights Amendment would actually do if passed. So we're even trying to get that, an Equal Rights Amendment. Can you believe
that
in this day and age?
That was a big fight in back of the 70s,
yes,
right?
It was.
The Equal Rights Amendment.
And it never passed.
It got close.
Yes.
It got close. I don't know how many states you have to have for an amendment to get...
They're marrying together the ERA with health rights,
mm-hmm.
privacy.
Yeah.
Fascinating, because we don't go tell you you got to get a vasectomy or don't.
Right.
Right, right.
We don't, that's fascinating. I love New York State sometimes.
Yeah.
I was raised there, so just got to say.
Yeah,
that's
a good thing to have, and you know, there should be a big push. I tell you what, if the Democrats do get control, they've got to push this Equal Rights Amendment and pass this thing. They've got to do it.
With a female president?
And that's nationwide.
It's going to get done.
It's not just a New York constitutional amendment.
No,
How about this? If millions of Americans no longer qualify for a statin or blood pressure medication based on a new calculator updated recently by health officials, that means that over 107,000 more heart attacks and strokes could happen over the next 10 years, according to a new study.
Okay, say that again. Why? So what's
happening here is the medical community is readjusting how they calculate who needs a statin or blood pressure medication.
Right.
They're reevaluating the parameters. And so when they do that,
and they meaning then a lot, they
the medical community,
okay, the whole
Medical Association,
right?
So
could be,
it's doctors,
Health and Human Services. Okay. It could be them. Yeah. I'm not sure. It doesn't say in the story.
Okay,
but what they want to do is they want to adjust that.
Okay,
and they are going to adjust it, but that means that it's going to take some people out who already get this medication, and it's not good to drop your medication once you start on this.
Right.
Especially statins. Yeah, a lot of people, seniors, start taking statins to keep their...
That's a blood thinner.
It is,
okay.
Yeah. I started taking a statin a few years ago after I had my little mini stroke, TIA, tertiary ischemic attack.
Wow.
And I've been taking it ever since. Every night I take it. And I can tell if I missed it a few, if I went on vacation or went away for the weekend and forgot to bring the meds or something, I can tell almost immediately.
What do you feel?
Oh, I just feel edgy and, I don't know. It's just like, oh, boy, I don't know.
You feel?
Now, I take several different medications.
Oh.
But so there's a thyroid thing. There's another thing I take. But so, it's important. And you got to be on it.
Yeah,
you can't, drop it for
a
few days.
It's kind of forever, right? Once you start a statin, you should be.
Yeah, because what it does is it lowers the amount of LDLs.
Yes.
Low-density lipids in your blood. If you have high levels of low density lipids,
you're right there.
Trying to swallow my coffee here.
You want me to get the stethoscope?
No, I was trying to swallow. I was talking.
Yeah. You can't do that.
Well, I love coffee and I keep drinking it constantly. You're so sorry, but anyway, the low density lipids are something that you don't want high levels of, and the statins lower that dramatically. And one thing I found out from my doctor is they have a calculator, and this is what they're adjusting now, this calculator, that determines percentage of your chances of getting a heart attack.
Oh, no.
And I had a very low chance, but he said, I think you still should take them. I said, really? Like a 13% chance of a heart attack, and that's not very high. I don't think it is anyway, but he said, no, you should take them. And that was it. And it lowered my low-density lipids dramatically. So
now, do you take anything else? I take a blood pressure.
Entorpolol. Blood pressure's fine.
Yeah.
It's become very mathematical and chance and all that. I had a conversation with my doctor, and I forget what it was about now. Mm. Oh, breast cancer.
Mm. Yeah.
My mom had breast cancer. Mastectomy was her answer. Single. And I'm on a routine of not just mammos, but also... sonogram? Is that what you do when the baby?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And
I think
then also MRI.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got me doing this routine and they call me high risk. And
that's
we
that's
reevaluated
good that they do
it.
That.
Yes, but I mm-hmm. wanna say. I am, I guess, and high density, that's the thing for you have to advocate for yourself. You have to ask lots and lots of questions because he was saying maybe you want to go on a cancer preventing drug.
Right.
And I said, well, what's my chances? And then if I do, and I just said, no, I don't want another pill. I don't want to start down that. I'm only 59.
Yeah.
I don't want to start down that road of having this. And I already do. I have a couple of things that I do, but it's tricky. It's tricky. And you really, that's what I'm learning with time is you have to advocate for yourself. You have to do your own research.
That is truly a mental thing. I've gone through it. I bet you've gone through it. Where we're sitting there taking these drugs each and every day.
Yeah.
We have these, compartments and we make sure that we take them.
Yeah.
And And the whole thing here is that we just don't want to increase the amount we're taking, because we've seen people with these giant containers,
yes!
You know, cabinets filled with prescriptions, and we don't want to get there, right?
Happens around 60, doesn't it?
So it's in our head.
In fact, I have an appointment with my doctor today. It's the annual Medicare appointment. Mm-hmm. Are you on Medicare? So
you get a free appointment.
Yeah, you get a free appointment. They go through everything, and it's, you know, it's timed out. I mean, I get a notice for it. Every year.
Here's the thing I found out about that.
Yeah.
And this is a wellness checkup. So it doesn't include a physical. It's a wellness checkup.
Right.
And you can't include a physical with it, but you do get a free physical each and every year as well.
Yeah, if you ask.
Under Medicare.
So you could do every 6 months. You could do wellness versus physical.
But a wellness is something where they just ask a whole bunch of questions.
Yeah.
You doing okay?
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah. A bunch of questions.
By the way, this is really kind of a strange thing. There is a lawsuit by a lawsuit at the Supreme Court level, I think. And what he's complaining about is he doesn't want to pay for free medical exams, preventive exams that people get all across the country. We all have free exams. These are preventive exams that are required by law to be free, that we go in and get a checkup. And this guy doesn't want his monthly premium to supplement other people's exams. So he doesn't like people getting free exams on his medical premium that he's paying to the insurance company. It's so convoluted and so ridiculous and over the top. And yet this is moving through the courts. And if he wins, can you imagine?
No one
would
this.
Get a preventive medical exam. You know, the kids get free exams. That would go away. We get an exam, a yearly physical exam.
I want this guy's name.
That goes away.
I want this guy's name and address.
All of this stuff goes away because this guy thinks the money out of his premium is going to help other people.
Well, this
and
is
he
like...
Who doesn't want to pay? Oh, by the way, and it's mostly geared toward women.
Yeah, of course.
Because, you know, you got...
We have a much more complicated system, let's just call it. Yeah.
So the whole thing here is if this happens... We would have devastation across the entire country. People would not know or, you know, keep watch of their medical problems.
This falls under the category of I don't want to pay high taxes for my schools, right? I don't have any kids anymore.
Yeah,
that's the same kind of deal.
It's just like that.
Yeah.
Incredibly selfish.
Incredibly selfish. It's not society then. Then it's just every man for himself.
Right.
So to speak.
That's it.
All right. How about that? Oh, we got 2 minutes.
Yeah,
okay.
We
can get this in.
Yep.
Governor Walz is in the news, of course, right? Well, Minnesota is ranked best in the nation for health care.
Of course it is.
According to a new study, Minnesota's health care system has long been recognized as one of the best in the country, and a recent study has reinforced that viewpoint. According to WalletHub, their study, published Monday, Minnesota's health care system is number one in the nation, followed by Rhode Island and South Dakota.
What?
South Dakota.
Because of low population, maybe?
Yeah, no one's there.
There's a lot of fresh air, you know.
Well,
a lot of people live there.
Yeah. The Mayo Clinic just changes the whole state, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
Minnesota,
you
got the Mayo Clinic. I don't know if there's any other state that has anything quite like the Mayo Clinic.
Cleveland Clinic's pretty good.
But access to it.
Access.
See, that's the problem, and that's why Minnesota stands out. You know, they have wider access to medical facilities in the state. And here we could do that, but you know, we just draw the line. We don't want to give handouts to people on Medicare.
I think the assisted living up there is also spectacular in Minnesota, because I have a friend who has a 93-year-old woman who ran through her savings, and they said it's okay, just stay. We Medicare, whatever we get from them is fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
rare.
It is. It's very rare.
It's 6:49 and weather today. Grab that umbrella. Maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms along the way. Still hot and humid. 80 for a high right now, 75. It is 6:49. Coming up in a little while, Terry Bell will join us.
We've got Idiocracy.
Idiocracy!
Yeah. Dumb stories about megas.
On the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It is 6:50, and this part of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
All right. WMDX, the John and Gordy Show, Family Edition, with Luke helping us out here.
And Catherine Lake.
Yeah, well, Catherine's here, yes, helping us out. You've got some stuff.
I do.
Great story for us in media world coming up here.
Yes, that's coming up.
Shortly. Mm-hmm. I've got something here I think is fairly interesting. This is Cut 12.
It fits under Idiocracy.
Okay. And this Cut 12, mm-hmm. All right. And this is for this month.
It's August.
You got it. We're on.
All right.
You're good.
Rolling Stone today, they profile 70 different election officials who have been put into position in the swing states of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, who are election denialists, committed election denialists. Officials that have been put in place in all of those swing states to make sure that election results, no matter what they are, mm-hmm. do not get certified in those states this year. Quote, at least 22 of these election officials have already refused or delayed certification processes in recent elections. According to Democratic election lawyer Mark Elias, quote, I think we are going to see mass refusals to certify the election in November. Quote, Republicans are counting on not just that they can disrupt the election in big counties, they're counting on the fact that if they don't certify in several small counties, you can't certify statewide results. 70 officials in place across just the swing states.
Rachel Maddow bringing the bad news.
Well, I predicted it.
You did?
Yes, I predicted that they're going to hold up the election. Results, no matter what.
If
Biden wins,
done some legal actions.
If Harris wins, they're not going to call it. Yeah. They're not going to let her win.
They're
going to hold it up. They almost did it last time. They have everybody in place now to do that this time.
More organized dissent.
Yeah. And Rachel just substantiated it. Yeah.
It was jarring to me, and I don't remember how many years it was when Al Gore felt the need to push a little bit and then immediately said, no, never mind, I'm not going to make a mess of this.
Well, that was 2000.
2000, was it?
The Florida, year, right? The
Hanging Chads.
The votes were up for grabs, and...
It was concerning. Did it not follow you around while it was going on? Like, ooh, who's president? I don't like this. It's disconcerting.
Yeah. Well, it took about a month. It took about 30 days or so.
Was it?
And, went to the Supreme Court, and they decided that Al Gore had lost, and Bush had won Florida.
Yeah.
And Al Gore graciously, even though he disagreed with how it was done and, objected to it and wasn't sure that it was correct, he graciously just bowed out.
I wonder if that's, it's certainly in my lifetime, the first time a presidential election was halted and weirded out and reconfigured and recounted. And that was the first time that I remember. Has it happened way back, too?
Well, Nixon and Kennedy in 1960, there was a lot of discussion about what happened in Illinois because, boy, oh, boy, there were a lot of ballots that came in somehow mysteriously appearing in some Chicago districts with Mayor Daley, the first Mayor Daley. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of question, and Republicans were very much in favor of, hey, let's contest this. But Nixon said no. He said no. That's, you know, he just, again, graciously bowed out. And
don't mess with it.
Don't mess with it.
Those days are over.
Yeah. Now we're messing with it.
Yeah.
Well, we're messing it in intentionally now.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just a quibble. You know, it's intentional at this point.
That said, the Chicago, Illinois thing was, you know, vote early, vote often. That's when that came out, right?
Yeah, and dead bodies voting like that.
And cemetery. That was real. So that should have been protested.
Yes.
But that kind of conflict, that kind of problem doesn't really happen anymore, right? We voter rolls are no more dead people. I mean, Chicago's no longer doing that kind of shenanigans.
It actually only happens when Democrats win.
Okay. Well, and post.
When Republicans win, you never hear those complaints.
Yeah. Right.
No complaints. By the way, the Gore thing was that moment in time where I kind of flipped. All of a sudden, I'm thinking, wait a minute. You know, Democrats don't fight for anything. Mm. You know, they just acquiesce. Mm. They get along. They don't want to create any waves. You know, they just go along.
And that made angry.
And that flipped me. That was it. And ever since then, I've been advocating, get out there and be active and say what you want to say and don't back down and be on the offensive. Don't be on the defensive. I strongly support that. I see it now. It's happening to a certain degree. I like it, but it's not happening enough. You got to push back.
Mm.
Yeah.
We got a text here from someone who says the GOP plan is to send the election to the House, and if that happens,
Trump wins. I've heard that before.
Yeah, and there are already some legal actions that are taking place, I think, in Arizona and Pennsylvania, and you know, things like not false electors this time, but now precinct captains, overwatch committees, and you know, all this stuff that they're going to clog up the courts with right after election day and day after. And
good thing we have a couple months before they have to take office.
Yeah.
Well, it's just kind of ridiculous. You know, they talk about election integrity in each and every state. They're really trying to, you know, convince people that they're doing the best they can to protect the vote. And very easily, they want to reject all the votes in every state and overturn it and take charge of it themselves. It's an amazing contradiction.
This is the last time it'll happen. We won't have to vote again.
Right.
As you know.
Yeah, that's what Trump's been saying. Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got another thing. This is Kamala. All right. And she's going through a list of rights that she wants to protect. And this is cut number 8.
Across our nation, we are witnessing a full-on assault on hard-fought, hard-won freedoms and rights. The freedom to vote. The freedom to be safe from gun violence. The freedom to live without fear of bigotry and hate. The freedom to love who you love openly and with pride. The freedom to learn and acknowledge our true and full history. And the freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body and not have her government.
That's Kamala Harris. I think those last night or a couple of nights ago.
Yeah,
huge rally in Atlanta, I think.
Yeah, I watched that speech.
Mm-hmm. 6:58, coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show after this.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico, civic media meteorologist Brittany Merlot talks Twisters, and the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser joins the show to talk film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.